international transformation and success coach Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformations radio show and podcast. Myrna shares these strategies from success achieved in her own personal journey and by interviewing other best-selling authors and coaches. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals his purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and today we have with us a wonderful guest, Miss Kim McDaniel. Kim is going to talk to us today about detoxing your body and your soul. Looking forward to talking to her. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I am fabulous, Myrna. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, so more on our topic. Building skyscrapers on weak foundations can be detrimental. In the same manner, piling on outer success without addressing the internal structure can look great from the outside, but cracks in the foundation will have one or two outcomes: explosion or implosion. Regularly detoxing the body and soul helps to ensure the integrity of the structure, our structure, and it is most intentional. And as I read that, I remember one of my favorite passages from the Bible talks about building your house on sand and building it in rock. So, yes, you have to build with a strong structure, else when the winds come, it will blow you away. So, great topic. Now, in keeping with the theme of my show, I normally like to leave you, my audience, with my tip of the week. And I normally coincided with what my guest is going to be talking about. So today, I'm going to talk about the soul, because I love the soul. Now, the function of the soul is to indicate its desire. The function of the mind is to choose from its alternatives. The soul understands what the mind cannot conceive. The function of the body is to act out that choice. So the soul speaks to you in feelings. Feelings are the language of the soul. There comes a time in the evolution of every soul when the chief concern is no longer the survival of the physical body, but the growth of the spirit. No longer the attainment of our worthy success, but the realization of self. Upon death, the body and the mind are not dropped. The body changes from leaving its most dense part behind, but always remains its outer shell, joining with the spirit as one energy mass of three dimensions. So I have been on the mission to meet my soul in the last little while, because the soul is what actually drives you for your purpose. It is your inner being, is what you're here to do. It is your computer. It is somebody you should meet. So I love our topic today, detoxing the soul. So now let me tell you about Miss Kim McDaniel. Kim McDaniel is a former U.S. Army captain trained to motivate, lead, and serve. After leaving the military, she chose to stay at home and to be a mom and homeschooled her children for 12 years. During this journey, she was able to train them in the knowledge of being bold, confident, and decisive. Honing these same skills as a life coach was an easy and logical transference, as these qualities are critical into and throughout childhood. During her stay at home, Kim was able to author a book called Come Out With Your Hands Up, The Joy of Surrendering on God's Terms. Love that. The book's takeaway is that motion is better than immobility, and true victory is actually in the surrender. Surrender to fate, to the process, to the potential. Success synchronized with motion. Your motion, your energy, your flow. If you are stalled on the side of the road, you are giving success permission to pass you by. With one college graduate and two college students and a happy marriage of 28 years, yay, Coach Kim continues to embrace growth in all levels. She finds joy in helping people educate themselves on their own passions, purpose, and peace. Clients are jazzed to walk away with greater levels of confidence, clarity, insight, and self-acceptance. A certified holistic life coach, she owns, operates Vibrant Life Coaching and the Rejuvenation Spot, a wellness studio in the Baltimore, Maryland area. Again, welcome, Kim, to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I am going to enjoy talking to you about our topic today. So,
well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, and I'm definitely excited about your segue about the soul. It's interesting, as you were speaking, I was looking at it kind of as a Maslow's law of hierarchy, you know, how we can deal with the physical, you know, the food and the shelter and the clothing. Those are the first, you know, three tiers or so. But then as you continue to move upward up the ladder, then you're looking at self-actualization. And those are needs that must be met when the basic needs are met first. Because if you just hit the basic needs, then you start to say, well, what else is there?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still empty. I'm still, you know, I got a nice house. I got a car. I got a job. But what, there's a gaping hole inside of me, and I don't know how to address it. So that soul piece, that's the anchor. That's the thing. that's the $64,000 question. So I'm so glad that you use that as an intro into the journey that we're all on.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's true. I mean, and as a coach, I come into a lot of people that are like that. Oh, you know, I have a happy marriage. I have a good job, but I'm not fulfilled because I don't feel that I'm contributing. So yeah, very good. I am. You make that connection. You know, I was just making the connection to your soul as, you know, as your spiritual guide, as, you know, the eternal body, the eternal part of you, because when the body dies, then your soul is forever. And it's your guide. So, but yeah, you actually bridged it to, you know, contribution and purpose. It's good. Okay, well, I like to ask my guests as we start off to tell us of, you know, what brought you to, I know you're in the Army, and I know that you, you know, as a mom and a wife and all that, but what made you bridge that gap from, I know, from the Army to your kids to being a holistic life coach? You know, fill us in.
I think the main thing is the journey with my children and recognizing, because even though I had a personal journey with my children, myself and a few colleagues put together a homeschool community group within our region, and we did just a lot of terrific things, but that gave me exposure to other children as well. And what I recognize consistently, Myrna, is that there is so much potential in these. They're like little stars, these little kids with these incredible minds and just, you know, gigantic curiosities and wanting to do all things, touch all things, taste all things, feel all things, be all things. And the question became, when does that just simper away and die, and why? Because adults are not like that. Adults are just getting by. I'm just making it. Ain't no use in complaining. I'm still here. I'm like, what happened? What happened to these marvelous wonders who are so full and their cup is overflowing, and now I'm dealing with, you know, dried up adults who literally are dead at 40, but they're not buried until they're 80. So it's like, what happened? And how can we rejuvenate this? How can I tell everybody to clear and put some paddles on people's chests and jumpstart them back to the reality? Because the reality is the childhood wonder. The rut and the frustration and the, you know, the fear, that's not the reality. That's what you choose. And if you look at the, you know, the zombies in your space and how everyone else is and you're comparing yourself to your neighbor, then, yes, that is a reality, but it doesn't have to be the reality. So it was, it became compelling to me to reconnect people to a reality that they can still form and shape and aspire to and stretch to and challenge themselves to, because that's the growth process, that as long as we're here, as long as you wake up every day, it's a new chance to get into the ring. And that's what I wanted to, you know, encourage people to do and help them to do, because, you know, it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge. You know how sometimes you may not feel like exercising. You get out there and exercise, and when you're done, you're like, man, that was good. And I'm so glad I talked myself into it. And you feel like you're on top of the world, and that's how it is to be coached. It's hard, but it's good. It's a good hard. You know, your muscles are sore. You stretched a bit. Someone held you accountable, and you're like, man, you know, and you got to answer. So you step up to the plate because it's in you. That and as a coach, Myrna, I'm sure you would imagine or agree with me, as most coaches do, that we're not giving people new resources necessarily in the way that we define resources. We're turning you into yourself to discover the solutions that are already in there. They're just faking you out. They're just playing dead. We're just saying, wake up. What is that thing when people faint and they use smelling salts? We're just giving this, all this energy. We're just giving you smelling salts to your soul.
I like that word.
So that it would wake up and it would just, you know, jerk them into, wow, I really can be excellent. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So that's the long route to, you know, why I am, you know, what I am, and recognizing it in children and trying to reconnect it to, you know, adults who are just kind of sleepwalking.
That was awesome. There was so much good information or nuggets. It's my favorite word in what you just said. So the first thing you talked about was the children that are born. And I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of studying. And we all are born with positive energy. But then what happens, we tap into the energy that's in our inner space. And that's basically the negative energy. It actually starts from birth, where your mom is worried about you, and, you know, because, you know, mothers are learning of all these diseases and things that their kids can get, and they're wondering if they should immunize them. And all that stuff starts the child to move from the positive energy into the energy of fear. And as they grow older, it becomes more. So you tapped on something that is predominant in our culture, that the young ones, I don't know if you ever looked at that show, Little Big Shot. So, you know, children are gifted, but how many teenagers would go in there and do what those four-year-olds and five-year-olds do? Because by the time they get to teenagers, they're very self-conscious. They're afraid of what people are going to think about them and all that. And that's what happens. And it gets obviously worse as you get older. And then you're right. You become dried up. You're just, the word is faking it until you make it kind of thing, and nobody ever makes it. So, yeah, when they're recognized, though, because not everybody comes to coaching, when they recognize, hey, you know, there's so much more I want to do, but I can't do it in my own strength. I need someone's help, and they come to coaching, and, yeah, we give them that. I've never heard that one, but I'm going to use it. Smelly stuff. We give them the smelling salts to make them alive. You know, it comes alive. They feel the aliveness in their body and their spirit, and they realize, no, I don't want to be living dead any longer. I want fulfillment from working my purpose, because you can never be fulfilled unless you're on some kind of serving path, or you're on purpose. And on purpose is to give. Give something of yourself, or give your talent, and if you're not doing that, then you're not really fulfilled. So, very, very good. So you built your your coaching practice based on the fact that you wanted to help rejuvenate and detoxify the adults. Love it, love it. Hope you're getting some great success from that, because that is good work.
I definitely appreciate that, and I want to say that, you know, mm-hmm. God is just gifted me with word pictures, you know. So even as you were talking about soaring, and when you come into this earth and the positive energy that you have, mm-hmm. and then you start getting the negative, you know, environmental factors, mm-hmm. I was given a picture of like a balloon, like when people go in hot air balloons, and you know how beautiful they are and colorful and bright and magnificent. So here you are, this balloon about to rise, and then Mom, in her wisdom, because this is what I also say, when you release people from the quote-unquote mistakes that they've interjected into your life, in most cases, they're only doing the best that they know how to do.
Yes.
So when that mom is like, oh, no, step away, do this, stop, it's like she's putting little anchors on this hot air balloon. So that's the first set of anchors.
Yes.
And then other things in society puts other anchors on. And so instead of having this balloon soaring through the sky so that other people can be wondered by it and amazed by it, this balloon is sitting on the ground and it never takes off. And that's the problem. That's why when you say purpose, and I deal a lot in purpose as well, that the purpose that you have, Myrna, is not for you. It's for me to wonder. When you release yourself, it's so that other people can be encouraged and blessed and amazed, and you are driven and edified by me releasing my purpose. Purpose is never selfish. It's never about me. It's about bringing your gift to the table and feeding others, you know, mind, body, soul, spirit, encouragement, love, you know, forgiveness, all of those things. And if we hold on to it like we're afraid to let it go, or we're afraid to go search for it, and we're afraid to you know, what we might find, because some purposes are so big. They, you know, sometimes God is like, nope, I'm not ready to let you know yet. Nope, because if I tell you, you just faint. You won't even, you will not take another step. So I'm going to give you enough courage for the next step you're
next
on
journey.
Instead of looking at the staircase, you know. So that whole journey is back to, you know, being here for other people, for the service of other people, in a non-fearful way, because the flip side of that is people can say, well, what about me? Don't worry. You're going to be blessed by other people releasing their purpose. Just do your thing and let other people do their thing and celebrate that. And it'll come back to you in ways that you can't even imagine. The lines are not straight. It's a bunch of squiggly lines. And all these purposes are bleeding over onto each other in a positive way.
Because we're all connected. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, what an exciting conversation. I'm loving it. We're only in the first 5 minutes. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Kim. Stay tuned. I have some good information for you today. Be right back.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna. And if I know that you were here for the first segment of this, and you know that we are going to be talking about the soul and purpose and some really good information, by the end of the show, I know that you are going to be inspired. So Kim was telling us in the first segment why she chose the holistic life coach as her specialty. So now we are going to get into some details. So, Kim, tell us, what is the concept of detoxification and why is it relevant?
It's I'm excited that we started off talking about the yin and the yang and the positive and negative and the soaring and the, you know, not taking off, because really that's what detoxification deals with. It deals with removing the weight. removing the weight in your body and in your spirit. Now, detoxification, we're taking out the toxin. So in this case specifically, we're talking about not just weight, but detrimental weight. You know, whether it's chemicals, whether it's things in your environment, chemicals in your carpet, bad chemicals in your foods, things of that nature that are not only weighing you down but also causing mal effects in your body. Literally, that in over time, you know, it catches up with you, and there will be a price to pay. So detoxification deals with cleansing yourself on a routine basis, because we're in such a pile-on, supersized society that it's just always more, 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 more. And the whole stopping and really weighing, and also intentional eating, intentional ingesting. It's like, you know, we just do things without thinking about either the effects. Am I really hungry? Is this really what I want to eat? There's nothing on the menu. I'll just take this. And it's just so much. And it's in so many different areas. It's in, you know, huge plates at restaurants and doggy bags and, you know, all you can eat. It's too much. And detoxification says, okay, stop for a second. Just a second. The body's like, please, can you slow down? Just for a minute. I can't take it anymore. So it's almost like an overflowing, you know, cistern. It's just too much. So detox says, okay, let me give my body a Sabbath. Let me clean it out. Let me run some positive things through it that will actually nourish my body. Because really, when we think about what food, this indulgence of food that we have, right, it's really food is supposed to be nourishment. Let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. That's supposed to be the relationship, you know. So when we start the detoxification phase, our body is just going through a more restful period so they can come back, you know, in full form, in better form. And I it's funny because you can detox quarterly. You can do it kind of as the seasons change, as a reminder. You can detox even, when you sleep at night. You're really, you know, when you have your first meal of the day, breakfast, that literally means you're breaking the fast. So your body has been asleep and resting all night. But I like to give it a picture of, someone working in a store and they're restocking. You know, they're restocking, they're seeing where the holes are, they're seeing where breakage has been, they're seeing where damage has been done, and it's doing some healing. So that's why when you talk about detoxing, part of that challenge or that taking care of your body, you know, you're looking at sleep patterns and how you're sleeping. And you know you can't sleep 4 hours a day for, you know, 2 weeks and think your body is going to be glorified. It's not. Your body is going to grab you by the collar and say, look, you know, that's not acceptable. And I'm going to show it to you in anger, frustration, bad choices, memory loss, you're at odds, you're short-tempered, you know, things of that nature, because your body does need that rest. So detoxification is let's step back and give our body some healthy things. Let's run some rejuvenating things, cleansing our liver and our kidney and our colon, and drinking plenty of water to flush our bodies. And then you return to your regular lifestyle. And here's the funny thing, Marina, I will say that I've talked to several, Christian groups, and one person tells me, you can tell we'll go on like a Daniel fast, 21 days, you know, my test church. I'm like, that's great. But on day 22, man, you better watch out, because we're going to hit Golden Corral like it's nobody's business. And I'm like, okay. Okay, that's one option, you know, but really what we want to start developing is a lifestyle where you have the balance, where you're not going on such an extreme, because if you didn't hit the extreme, you wouldn't have to detox in such an extreme fashion. But because we're doing things, we're ratcheting it up to the highest number, either we detox and we do some things there, or the diseases are going to kick in as well, because when you're not detoxifying, you have the accumulation of acidic, you know, waste in your body. You have all the sugars that you're consuming, and there's a breakdown of your immune system. So when things start coming your way, you are not ready for them. You are sitting there literally waving a white flag. Walls are down, defenses are wide open, and disease comes, and you wonder why you're sick. And people say, oh, someone is in the hospital, they got sick, or, you know, they're very sick, and people say, oh, and it just happened all of a sudden. It's just out of the blue. And it's like, no, it's not. It's incremental. It's it's over time, you know?
Yeah,
and it,
yeah.
Even well, as I talk to people.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's very interesting because as you were talking, I remember a conversation I had just on the plane, as because I'm speaking to you from Atlanta right now, so we're in Atlanta. So I was on the plane, and we were talking about this very same subject, and I brought up something, and I know this is going to be a downer for everybody that's hearing this, but it is true, and it's one of those things that coaches do. You say things, and you know whatever, but. I was reading this book, and I think it's the Conversation with God's book, but I don't remember if that's where it came from, but I do a lot of reading. But, you know, he made a comment that we all know, because we know this, we all know that the foods that we eat, the things that we drink, the toxins that you're talking about that's in our foods, that are in all the things, are killing us, but we do it anyway. We know that if we have a healthy lifestyle, we can live to maybe 100. And if we don't, then we'll die maybe 50, 70 or whatever. But people do it anyway. So everyone knows that, you know, fruits and vegetables, and I think you're going to talk about vegetarian. Fruits and vegetables is the way to go, but they don't care. They all know that, you know, you go to McDonald's and you get a burger, it's like 2,000 calories with all kinds of bad things in there. They don't care. Alcohol is a toxin, and we drink it anyway, including me. So, yeah, you're not, you actually just don't care. But you know the right things to do. And, yeah, detoxing is right. Somebody will eat all those different things and then you know, once in a while they'll detox and then they'll do it again. But we have to give them credit for at least doing detoxing like your sisters at church, the 21-day fast. And at least what they're doing is they're cleaning out the junk that's built up in there, and then they're going to put some more in.
Right. And I know more of us are recognizing that all disease starts in the colon.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're looking at the plumbing system, basically. I've had a situation where I bought something, went to the market and bought chicken, and it fell down in the back, back of the trunk or wherever, it came out of the bag, and I couldn't find it. And, like, I wasn't aware of it. You know, a week later, you know, and it's like, what is that horrible smell in my car? It's possessed. What's going on? And literally, it's rotting in the car. And that's what happens to food in your body. Yes. It just rots and putrefies. Yes. And if you don't get it out, you know, some people even, you know, have colon cleansing and things of that nature. Yes. If you're not getting things out of that backed up plumbing system, then you are setting yourself up for failure. And even with the, even if someone doesn't go as far as veganism or vegetarianism, recognize that the fiber in the fruits and the vegetables are part of the, I always think of like a janitor's brush, one of those big bristly brushes. That's part of what the fiber and the cruciferous vegetables, that's what they do. They clean your colon out as they're going through. And the best way is if you're going to do it, if you would do it raw as frequently as possible. Because I've seen people who say, well, you know, I do eat vegetables, but and I'll, you know, partake or see them, and it's like, oh, well, how do you prepare them? You know, I'm thinking of raw, great salad, a little dressing, et cetera. And, you know, even at the – and, again, I'm just making suggestions just so people can be self-observing. Mm-hmm. Watch what you do and just say, hey, that's extreme. I'm not doing that. So if you make this great big salad and you put a half a cup of blue cheese dressing on it, recognize that you are sabotaging your salad, you know. So instead of putting half a cup, maybe you'll just put a quarter of a cup, which is still too much, but it's better than a half a cup. So I'm just giving you options. And guess what? And even that is a step back from people say, oh, I eat vegetables all the time, and I watch, and they prepare, and they'll boil something to death. They'll kill
right.
it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then
mm-hmm.
they'll take it out, and then they'll put butter and cheese and all this stuff on top of the vegetable. I'm like, oh, man, that vegetable, he's like, just put out an ATV on the vegetable because he is no longer, we can't even find him. So I,
well, at
all
least you're having fun with it, but it's absolutely true. Yeah, it is absolutely true. It all starts with, you know, I think we are expanding right now. We're a little conscious, you know, the government and people like yourselves and all the health coaches out there. I mean, we are giving, and I'm not a health coach, but, you know, you guys are giving all the information for people to not be ignorant anymore. They're fully conscious when they eat that stuff, that what it's doing to them, you know,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
They're really conscious of it, and it breaks it down. You're right. Maybe they take a little step. Maybe when they go to McDonald's, they're not going to supersize the fries or something. But one small step is good. But when there's a time when people are living unconsciously, which is why, you know, they were dying earlier,
mm-hmm.
they're living unconsciously because they didn't know any better. Just like that mom you're talking about or whoever, they don't know any better. They know better now because it's just like the cigarette ads. You know, you bombard them enough, you change the consciousness and you change
mm-hmm.
the level. And, you know, I remember being, you know, out of town the other day and I wanted to eat a healthy breakfast. And I thought, hey, you know, everybody's always talking about Dunkin' Donuts instead of McDonald's. You know, let me go into Dunkin' Donuts. And sure enough, they had all the calorie count for their sandwiches on the board. And I couldn't find one that had less than 700 calories.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Jeez.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts is supposed to be healthier than McDonald's. So, you know, when you put those things up, and you see the calorie counts, it's making you more conscious. So when you buy that thing which has got 1,900 calories, you're aware.
I did not even know that that was a thing, that there was a Dunkin' Donuts
yes.
slash McDonald's
yes.
versus McDonald's breakfast competition. I did not even know that because I'm telling you,
you're
Marissa,
not in that
I
world.
Not,
yes.
When you
yes.
when
yes.
you when everything mm-hmm. is based on profits, I know that they are not for
yep.
the healthy person
yep.
trying to get ahead. It's not.
Yep.
It has nothing
yep.
to do with you. It's about their bottom
yep.
line and
yep.
whether or not they are.
But
you know,
people
how,
are
what
not
they can
coming
do.
To right. But people are not coming or buying their stuff because they're becoming more health conscious. So yeah, it's about profits. But they are changing. There is a shift, and it's happening because there's more health conscious people out there now. So
more
awesome.
Money. It goes back
right.
to more money. It's a different crowd. It's a different demographic that we
yes.
get more
yes.
money from, you know?
Yes.
And
yep.
even when you say that, it's very interesting because, you know, when people get to make choices like that, it's also even going back to even as parents, right? So we started off
mm-hmm.
talking about children. When
mm-hmm.
when they make choices now, there are even scientific. I mean, the lid is coming off in a lot of different areas.
Yes.
But they talk about the
yes.
foods and the actual chemicals that are addicting in different. You know, what I'm not going to name any brands, but in different
mm-hmm.
fast foods. You know, different fast foods,
mm-hmm.
different preserved foods that you can open up a
yes.
bag and just eat a whole bag. That there are actual chemicals in the bag in the foods that
yes.
make you.
Yes.
Be addicted to
yes.
the, you know, what
yes.
you're putting into your mouth, and then you look and the bag is
it's
gone.
True.
You're like, wow, what happened? And you know, someone's
yes.
like, can I get some? And they look and the bag is empty, and you didn't even realize you just sat there and ate the whole bag. So
yes.
my
yes.
thing now is, let's just say, well, I'll buy that one. So we're addicted, like tobacco. I can't stop eating the Cheetos. I just can't stop. It's an addiction. I'm sorry, you know, okay. But guess what? Let's not pass that on to our children. Because if it's an addictive behavior, let's not introduce them to it. Let's not introduce a six-year-old. You know, I've been places I see like a maybe a two-year-old, you know, sucking on a blow pop, a lollipop, you know, something, a sugar ball. Let's just say it, call
mm-hmm.
it a sugar ball, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
The parent will give that to them because they may be unruly, and it's like, here, and it's like
yeah.
a pacifier. And the kid is like, oh, mesmerized, and literally their behavior has shifted.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah.
well, what else? What might be some other options you could do, parent? Because in my kids' laugh, I tell them, I said, if I knew then what I know now, you guys would have never seen a happy meal. You would not.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. You know, it's before we were unconscious, but now we are conscious. You know, there not everybody is enlightened, but you know, maybe 50% instead of 2% in before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So we got a lot of things to cover. So I think we touched on vegetarianism.
That's what it says.
Right. I think we touched on that a little bit, but you can expand on that if you think that you can bring some more information to that. And also we can talk about, you know, alkalinity. I will tell you that I just had a friend that sent me the alkaline charts, and I'm actually following that right now. I was very, very surprised about that. So I know a bit of what you're going to talk about that. So go ahead and tell our guests about that.
Well, I think they are definitely interwoven, those two topics, because when you look at the alkaline scale or the pH scale, mm-hmm. basically you're looking mm-hmm. at a scale of 0 to 14, and 0 to 7, 0 to high 6s is an acidic base. 7 in that area is neutral, and up to 14, that's more alkaline. And we want to hover around the 7.5 area. That's our blood has an alkalinity of about 7.3, and that's just a good thing, a good rule of thumb, if you will. Imagine your blood going through your body, you know, giving your body oxygen, doing what it needs to do, carrying nutrients through your body. You would imagine the setting of that would be a good picture for how your body is supposed to run in general. So we're not trying to get up to 14, you know, 13.5. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, that's not even survivable. That would, you know, damage you. And we're certainly not trying to hover in the 2 level okay. where that's the acidic base. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say that, you know, the 6 and below in that area, maybe even 5, 4, 3. That's the high sugar area. That's the high preservatives and the chemicals and the artificial mm-hmm. foods and the things when people mm-hmm. say, oh, yeah, well, this food, you know, if something is not giving you nutrition, a nutritive value, then you really can't even call it food, because that's what food is supposed to do. So if you're you're eating something, you're drinking something that's sugar laden, you know, a soda that has 7 teaspoons full of sugar in it, which one can of soda does, you know, that's kind of the average. And sugar is literally going into your body and in some cases shutting down your immune system for a couple of hours. I mean, sugar is your enemy. And people say, oh, it's, you know, just a little bit is not going to hurt you. Well, a little bit would not hurt you, but no one's getting a little bit. I mean, you leave your house in the morning drinking 2 glasses of apple juice. That's pretty much your sugar intake. That's all the sugar you need the whole day.
Yeah.
For the day. And it's 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's 9 a.m. Right. So that becomes harmful. So you want to be in the 7.5 range, 8.0. That's a good range as well. And what is the foods that give you life? That's really what we're talking about. You're a living organism. You want to put living things into your body. The things that give you nutrition and life are the things that we talked about earlier, the things that grow, the things that come out of the ground, the things that, you know, don't have a packaging, the things that don't have a commercial. If it has a commercial, it's probably not good for you. If it has a commercial and it comes in a box, it probably is not on your side, you know. So,
okay.
And again, more raw is better. And again, if you can just look at having a body, a lifestyle that's not in an extreme camp. So when I say, oh, a vegetarian lifestyle, if you're like, well, I'm not giving up meat, that's fine. Okay, well, great. If you're not going to give up meat, eat free range meat. Eat meat that is not in a pen, in a cage for all of its life, and never gets to move around, and it's not full, you know, injected with antibiotics. You know, eat real meat in the way that it was supposed to be, you know, processed or put together. So if that's your choice, do it that way. But it doesn't have to be an extreme all or nothing on either end. If you want a soda, have a soda, but don't have 3 sodas a day. You know, because the sugar in the sodas also, we're talking about dental issues, we're talking about obesity. There are other things that sneak up on you over time. And as you get, you know, you, you might be like, I'm 20, I'm drinking sodas. Okay, that's fine. But just understand this equation. As you're 30 years old and you start picking up pounds or slowing down or, you know, getting tight, you know, we were just talking recently about someone. We're like, oh, my gosh, you know, young kids come in their 20s, you know, the millennials, they're like, oh, my, I'm so tired. And it's like, how old is women? What? You're tired. You haven't even started living yet, you know. And so it creeps up on you. So you really want to be saying, when I'm 50, my 50-year-old manifestation is a result of what I was doing when I was 40. When you say I'm 60 and I'm this or that, I'm overweight or this or that, it's like, well, your 60-year-old body is a payback. Here's your ticket for how you were living at 50. So you can't, it all catches up to you. You can't get away from it. But the good thing is that it's never too late to start, and it's always too soon to quit. It's never too late to get started and shift things around, because guess what? If I'm paying the price at 60 for what I was doing at 50, at 60, I can start shifting some things so that I'll have a better receipt at 70. I can shift it. You can always shift it. You can always change. You can always minimize the damage. You don't have to say, well, this is it. It is what it is. Because guess what? If you're 70, you have so many, and this is a joke, but it's not really a joke. They say that when people go to be buried now and funeralized, that their bodies are like 70% preserved. Like they don't have to use as much embalming fluid because there's so much preservatives in the food that we're eating. our bodies are coming to them almost pre-embalmed.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what we want to
say. That is a bad picture. Yeah, I
know. What are we putting in our bodies?
That is a bad picture.
Exactly. But we have control over that. You can start flushing. You know, your body is so amazing. You have a new stomach. Your new cells. Here's a great picture, Myrna. I tell people that what you put into your body is just like the pigs who are building houses, right? So, you know, the wolf is coming, and one pig is like, I'm building my house out of straw. And the wolf comes and huffs and puffs and blows the house down. The next guy's like, I'm building out of sticks. Wolf comes, does the same thing. And the third pig says, I'm building my house out of bricks. And the wolf comes and cannot defeat it. Cannot defeat it. And what you're putting
into
your body
right now. That's
the
foundation you're talking about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. You are defining what you're putting in your body. One of the main things that I speak about is alkaline water, because that is the path of least resistance. So we'll get to changing your veganism and adding this and that. Right now, start with drinking better water. Drink living water that gives your that pig looking for bricks. You want to give your body the resources so that when your cells are dying off, like millions of cells have died off even since you and I have talked, but new cells are being created constantly. So when the new cells are being created, you don't want to give them bad resources in which to be created. You want to give them healthy resources so when the bad cells leave, good cells can come in. I mean, that's a balance that you can control. So if you give your body structured water, alkaline water, living water that's actually penetrating into your cell and rejuvenating your cell and giving your body new life, then why wouldn't you make that choice? Just with water, with minerals. I mean, I have a specific focus that I'm looking at, water with minerals, with about 70 different minerals, because our body is so magnificent that it needs these minerals. And literally, you need minerals to make your eyes blink. Every time you blink, minerals are firing off in your body. So the deficit of a mineral can sit you down. It can lead to, you know, illnesses and things that are struggles for people that don't have to be struggles if you just get the knowledge and then take the action. You say knowledge is power, and I say knowledge is not power. It's the application of the knowledge is power.
Exactly, exactly. So awesome, right? We are okay, well, we've had some good conversation, and I want to ask you a couple of important questions. But so let's talk about the one that the most important question of our segment, detoxing the soul. What exactly does that refer to?
Detoxing the soul means cleansing your environment. I tell people that, you know, when you start looking at who's in your space, you can kind of look at, you know, basic math functions, addition, okay. subtraction, multiplication, and division. You know, so if you have people who are, you, many of us have people in our space who are subtracting from us, they're you know, whittling away at our self-esteem, they need to go. Detox, out, okay. next. If we got people in our space who are dividing us and, you know, helping us to stir up self-doubt, they've got to go. Pluses, people add to our space, that's great. But you really, the best kind of person to be in your space is a multiplier. Someone who helps you believe that, you know, one plus one, two, that one, and one, that you and I, Myrna, can conquer 10,000. It's not like I can do 1,000 by myself, you can do 1,000 by yourself, but together we can conquer 10,000. And that's the mentality, that's the space, that's the people that you want in your space. The detoxification is external of your soul and internal, because external means, again, those people in your space, the complainers, the whiners, the, you know, the backbiters and the gossipers, that's detracting from your space. That, those kind of conversations you need to flee from. They are not edifying, they're not building you up. And they're not building up people. You know, you're putting even bad vibes into the universe, just even talking down, talking on, you know, detracting from other people's personality or their being, basically. So that's the external piece. The internal detoxification piece is, you, again, your projection, your self-projection, who you think you are, your perception of your mission, your perception of your worth, your perception of not so much how people feel about you in a surface sense, but when you, you want to be in the position where when you leave a room, when you come into a room, it's one way. When you leave a room, it's at a higher level, because you have brought, you have brought a level of peace and harmony and joy. And it could be even a one-on-one. When you're with a person, they feel better because you have been there. That's what I mean when I say how people think about you, the impact that you have with people. And then the other detoxifying piece internally is a big, big, big piece. And that, that, that chunk is forgiveness. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, it is like a dredge in your spirit. It is weighing you down. It is, it is helping you to, it's almost like you're in second gear. You got five gears in a car. You're in second gear, and you can't, you can never move beyond that. And it's detracting you. It's crippling you. It's bringing frustration. It's impacting decisions you're making in other areas that you may not even be aware of. And I'm saying unforgiveness is toxic, and it, it'll just spiral you out. And then on top of that, and it could be years in the future, then you have guilt and shame and regret that you didn't unforgive. I mean, that you didn't forgive, that you carry this burden through decades. And sometimes we have unforgiveness for people who are buried. They're gone. And we're still carrying, we're sad.
Yeah, I know.
And it, and
so
it
talking
dictates,
about, detoxifying
dictates
your
our
soul.
Decisions.
So that is good information. All right, well, we're almost out of time. So let me, let's take our last break, and we will come right back with Kim McDaniel. Great conversation today. We'll be right back.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.myrnayounghelps.com/contact.us right now.
Well, welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna. And today we have been speaking with Coach Kim McDaniel, and we have had such a great conversation holistically that I know I'm sorry to have to go. We have a finite amount of time on here. So in our last segment, Kim, can you tell us about your SHAPE program, what that's about?
Absolutely. I have a program called Get in Shape, and SHAPE is an acronym for the S stands for stress and sleep. We want to figure out how to minimize our stress levels, and we want to maximize our sleep patterns and behaviors as they will impact us during our waking hours. The H stands for hydration, giving your body what it needs so that it will not, you know, lead to the short-temperedness and the, you know, even physical bad skin, unhealthy skin. We just want to put the right type of living water into our body so that it can function, maximize its functionality. The A stands for alkalinity, and we talked about that a bit at length on the program. The P stands for purpose. Flying without it is like a ship without a sail, so we got to figure out why you're here at this set time. Why are you here in 2016? You could have been born and you could have been, you know, the same age in 1816. Why are you here now? So let's talk about that. And then the E stands for energy and exercise. And in most cases, and when I speak of exercise, I mean, you know, how do you move? I just mean movement. I don't even mean go to Zumba, do, you know, which I'm fine with those type of programs, but I'm just saying, how are you moving day to day? You know, because we want to get rid of this whole lazy, you know, eat and food all over your belly. Just sit, you know, just move. Mm-hmm. Just get up and move and do that every 20 minutes. They say that sitting, Myrna, is the new smoking. It is detrimental. Really? If you're not getting up like every 20 to 30 minutes, you're just sitting, you're sedentary all day long in an office chair, at home, what have you, over time, again, because that's the deal, incremental negative effects, over time, your heart, your organs, they're going to pay a price. So we want to stay in motion. Wow. So we talk about creative ways to do that so that we can, you know, sew it into your lifestyle and not have you turn into, you know, some gym junkie. It doesn't have to be an excuse, you know.
Exactly. Potato. Awesome. All right. So how can our audience get in touch with you?
Well,
if they wanted to get some of your holistic coaching.
Absolutely. I have a website called Do I Need a Coach? It's doineedacoach.com. And then I have
original.
two more sites I want to point you to. One is called rateyourshape.com, rateyourshape.com. And I love this site because it gives you some insight into the, you know, kind of a snapshot. Where am I with my sleep? Where am I with my stress levels? Where am I with hydration, et cetera? Just kind of a peekaboo. Because a lot of times I think of, you know, let's get an accurate assessment for our starting, and then we can talk about where you want to go from here. And the last place I would direct you to is the alkaline water site, where you can really put some restructured living water with minerals into your body, and that's feel25again.com. feel25again.com.
25 the number?
The number, feel25again.com, okay. So that you can, have enough energy to make all these great, wonderful decisions that are your mind, your body, and your soul is waiting for you to make. It's all leaning forward now, right? You got the knowledge. Yes. Now let's work together to activate some of this.
Yeah, that is true. Well, Kim, it's been an absolute joy. That's not the word. It's, you know, we could have talked for another hour of all these topics. I love your analogy that God has given you the gift of pictures because, when you talk, I get pictures. And when I talk, you get pictures. So, and we could have been expanding on our topics and going forever. But I know that our audience was able to get a good sampling of what you do, what you talk about. We didn't even cover your book, and I like your topic on in your book about surrender. So the joy of surrendering on God's terms. I love that. So yeah, reach out to Kim and help her, let her help you in detoxifying and living your best life now. Do you want to leave us with an email address or a phone number?
Sure, absolutely. You can reach me at hellocoachkim at gmail.com. And my
number.
You got
some great titles.
you can easily reach me in my hometown in Baltimore at 443-415-0033, 443-415-0033. You can find me. I'm out there. I'm online. You can text me. I love to talk and help people get to the start line and help you pull the trigger, because really we're not going to go until you say it's time to go. So when you're ready,
right,
we can hit the ground running. So thank you so much, Myrna, for giving me a chance to share with your audience. It's time for renewal. It's our time. It's our time to really take things by the handle and design our life. It's the next phase is ours, right?
Yes. Yes. And let's leave them with the thought of, in order to be fulfilled, in order to know your purpose, in order to know why you're here in 2016, you're never going to be happy unless you're working towards it. You don't even have to get there. But once you're in the path, that's when you're going to be happy. And if you're moving away from it, you're going to feel negative energy and you're going to be depressed and you're going to be unhappy. So one of the things a coach can do for you is to, again, I told you I'm going to use this, is to give you that smelling salt. So you can wake up from your sleep.
Yes.
And live life so that you, when you leave this body, at least you are going to be a little bit more fulfilled. Well, Kim, like I said, I've said it like three times now, it was an incredibly joyful experience speaking with you. We connected on a great level today. Let's keep in touch. For my audience that's listening, if you ever wanted to be a guest on the Mindset Transformations radio show, shoot me an email at info@myhelps.us. If you wanted to check out some of my coaching and what I do, you can reach me on my website, which is www.myrnayounghelps.com. Myrna is spelled with a Y, M-Y-R-N-A. Every show that I do, I convert it into a YouTube video so you can see this show again, as well as all my past shows on my YouTube channel, which is just search for My Helps, M-Y-H-E-L-P-S. And we will see you here next week at this same time, 5 p.m. on Wednesday, where I'm going to have incredibly guests like this one, Kim, talking about subjects that will help you live your best life now. So long for now, and you guys have yourself a blessed night. Thank you.